This is WLVR News. I'm News Director Jen Rehill, and it's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined today by Vice President for News, Jim Deegan. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
Hey, good. So let's start with an update on the Iron Pigs and what's happening in Allentown City Council.
So council met Wednesday night, and they heard about several projects. But one that's really been an issue is whether or not to allocate $1.5 million for upgrades at Coca-Cola Park. The Iron Pigs say that they need to make the upgrades. Without them, they risk moving and not being able to play there. So no decisions were made, but it's clear that there are people on council who feel as though this is not an appropriate use of funds. We heard from some of them earlier this week. They meet again next Wednesday, and we're expecting to have a decision real soon.
Now, this is a big deal for the Lehigh Valley. Economic development folks worked really hard to get the Iron Pigs here. What does this mean for sports fans?
Not just sports fans. I mean, there's plenty of people who go to the Iron Pigs that don't know a whole lot about baseball. They go for the food. They go for the drink. They go for the atmosphere. The Iron Pigs have been in town now for 15 years, and we saw folks earlier this week at the meeting. Don Cunningham, who was the former Lehigh County executive, now with the LVEDC, Discover Lehigh Valley, groups like these appealing to council to go ahead and release this money to the team.
Mm. All right, let's move on. COVID cases are up here in the Lehigh Valley as the BA5 variant is taking hold. This happening even as many folks, including ourselves, heading into kind of vacation mode and going out of town. Our health reporter, Brittany Sweeney, talked with Dr. Timothy Friel, the head of infectious diseases at LVHN, and his advice, pack rapid tests in your suitcase if you're heading out of town and test if you have no symptoms. Let's hear from him.
We ask people to be reasonable, though. If they are newly infected, et cetera, they should do everything that they can to isolate and avoid unnecessary exposures to others who are going to be susceptible to infections.
So, Jim, what's going in your vacation suitcase? Are we talking sunscreen, beach towels, and rapid tests? Is this the new normal?
I think it is the new normal. Dr. Friel says that hospitalizations in this area, for the most part, remain low. Certainly not what we had seen in the peak of the pandemic. But cases are up, and we know that because of the access to home kits, the number is undercounted. You know, there are far more cases than are actually on the books.
And the Lehigh Valley right now, a little lagging behind the rest of the country as well.
Right, but the percent of reported tests coming back positive is going up, and it's higher than it has been during most of the other waves in the pandemic.
So, Jim, we're going to have to just keep an eye on this as we head through into the rest of the summer and look at Music Fest coming to town as well.
And I think we've been down this path before. We've been dealing with this now for 2.5 years, and here we go again.
Yeah, right. Speaking of big numbers, the median house price in the Lehigh Valley jumped to $316,000 in June. That's a huge increase over the past couple of years. 10% increase just over the previous month. Tell us some details from Stephanie Sigafoos' reporting this week.
Jen, as they used to say, these prices are insane. It's great news if you're selling a home. The problem is you have to find another place to live. So Stephanie found that homes that are put on the market are going under contract now in a little less than 2 weeks. And often it's just a couple of days. Now, interest rates are rising, and that's cooled down some of the bidding wars, but what's affordable? I mean, that's something that the Lehigh Valley has been known for, affordability. That's changing. I mean, we're entering into a new dimension. She spoke to some real estate professionals who said we're not likely to ever see prices substantially decrease from where they are now.
And I understand that really maybe one of the big issues is building new affordable housing stock. We'll have to see what happens with that going forward.
This happens, as we've talked before, about, you know, the affordable housing crisis in the Lehigh Valley, and this is only adding to that.
Mm. Jim, lots to think about there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Jen, thanks for having me.
That's Jim Deegan, Vice President for News here at WLVR and Lehigh Valley Public Media. For more of what you need to know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.